Okay, so we're continuing on the Midah of Rachmanut, of mercy. We had a better translation last time. What?
Compassion.
Right. And it reads as follows. Aval yesh rachmanut shura yoter me'achzariyut. And as we've seen, there are chod tzadikim in every Midah. He talks about the upside and the downside. And here he's warning us that to have rachmanut, to have compassion in the wrong place, is even worse than being cruel. Kagon hamarachim al reshaim v'machzikotam. Chazal tell us explicitly that kol hamarachim al reshaim is anybody who has compassion on the evil people, he is in fact being cruel to the good people. Because it's just a matter of time before they vent out their evil. V'yesh michshol gadol le'isha magbiya harasha'im v'noten lehem yad. And you have to be very, very careful not to give a hand to the evil people. Now, who are these evil people that we're talking about? And Baruch Hashem, today in our generations, we've spoken about this, also the Chazon Ish, also Rav Kook, say that we don't really have evil people today, because the main problem is that people aren't getting a good education, getting good chinuch. I mentioned Mordechai Vanunu is like the only person that I can think of, that really is a bad person. He even converted to Christianity. He was that physicist who sold secret diagrams of the nuclear reactor in Dimona. He sold it to the London Times. And even somebody like Ofer Kassif, he's a member of Knesset, and he's a member of the Arab Party. And he supported the Hague Commission against Israel. But even him, these are national questions, you can't just decide. But I don't know, when you hear him speak, he does have some logic. There's, he thinks that, if we help the Arabs, they will help us. And you could say he's naive, but at least he's on the right side. I haven't heard him and I haven't followed him. I'm just saying that in our generation, it's not simple to say that somebody is mamash evil. Even Bismano, I know Rav Waldman always used to say, even in the Oslo government, government which was also problematic in terms of Zionism and giving away Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Waldman always used to stress that he's doing it out of good mania, how do you say? Intentions. His motive is a good, his assumption is good. He might be totally wrong, but it's important to stress, especially today, because we, as we've said in the past, you always got to know, am I more on this side or on that side, in order to get to the middle. Always got to get to the middle. And we usually, almost always, have a lack of achdut. And so we always have to, and really should make a conscious effort, to go in the direction of achdut, and not to enjoy, there are some people who enjoy pointing the finger at other people. I remember during the Oslo government, without mentioning names, there were some rabbanim who just kept saying, oh, they're Arab Rav, and they're not Jewish, and, they were like those Egyptians who Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong for taking them in as converts, and you don't gain anything from that. As a matter of fact, you lose a lot, because that's not the approach that we always have a problem with, over hate rather than over love. And so that's something very important.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
So there are people that are very, very good on one side and very, very bad on the other simultaneously. And the example that I could just come up with is a recent situation with an author who shall remain nameless, a children's author who wrote beautiful books, very inspiring, helped a lot of people. And on the other side, in his private life, he was abusing children. And it was a horrible thing. So, everybody threw away his books and all these things. And, like, where is the limit? How do we know when we say, mm-hmm. oh, he's Eric Roth, he's not my brother, and when we say he's part... I don't know the answer.
All right, so that's a very, very good question. What makes it even more complicated is there's an afkamina. You know, there's a practical ramification. Should I keep his books? Should I not keep his books? Should, what about his children? You know, they're, you know, after he committed suicide, if I know where you're at, and so his children, they have to carry this on their back their whole life. These are very, very complicated issues. And obviously, they're not the type of thing that we can make a decision here in 1 or 2 minutes. In general, Rabbanim or any community leaders, before you start pointing the finger at people or ruining their lives or their children or their spouse, you really got to think very, very well. And let's just, to be practical, being that you and I think everybody here, we don't have to make those decisions, you know, on who to put into cherem and who not to put into cherem. Just, you know, stay away and, you know, everyone in their own home. I have students who ask me about it and, you know, and I said that if they're young and they don't know how to read and they don't know who wrote the books and, you know, and as far as people know, you know, the books still are fine. On the other hand, as soon as they start getting older, you know, you should put them away or throw them away or give them away. These are very, very difficult questions. And Baruch Hashem, let's look at the positive aspect that there are enough good authors and good books.
I don't think it's only talking about Jews. Also, people have Rachmanos and the Hamas and bringing them Ored and other things. So right. It's Barua. There's no question right. That's
been. We're just talking tonight about Golda Meir during the Yom Kippur War. She told Henry Kissinger, let the Third Army starve to death. After what they did to us, we have to squeeze them any way that we can in order that they leave us alone. And again, thank God we don't have to decide these questions. These are very big questions. When I was younger, I used to take a stand on all these things. When you're ahead of a midrashah, and all your students are asking you, you know, is it right? Is it wrong? How many hostages should we give up? How many that? And now that I'm older, I realize, why should I take a stand? There are enough people that like taking stands. And these are very big questions. There's no right and wrong. It's not black and white in most cases. In general, people aren't stupid. And if there are people with this approach and people with that approach, in general, the middle approach is usually the best approach. On the other hand, like we just said 2 minutes ago, what you might think is the middle approach is the middle road. Some person might think that it's on this extreme or that extreme. Bekitzur, I think at this stage in life and at this stage in the Geula, thank God HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, and we have to daven as much as possible and just tell him, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one who can save these type of issues, and also save the hostages, and also deter our enemies, and also take care of the North and the South. And again, if somebody's here's son is going to be a prime minister, so, you know, Kol HaKavod, you know, they should really go and do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with them. On the other hand, I think we have also to get into the mindset of anava, of humility. And, you know, I just thank God that I'm not the prime minister. I don't have to make these type of decisions.
But to say that this achzariyut, there's always a flip side to it. What happened on October 7th was achzariyut. And I can't find a flip side to it. You can't always say, you know, chinuch, and it's not their fault, and you can't judge them. There's bad in
there. That's the enemies. The enemies of Israel is a totally different story.
So when you said there's nobody who's really bad, you're talking
about Am Yisrael? No, I'm talking about Am Yisrael, for sure. Thank you for the clarification. Oh, that's, you know, of course, yeah.
On
the other hand, people who tread on those who are good and they help the evil. You should not have mercy. Another example that somebody brought last time is that if a poor person comes to be judged in your Beit Din, you're not allowed to have mercy on him. You have to. You want to give him tzedakah afterwards. That's a different issue. But you have to give him a true trial. Kidichtiv v'dallo te'edar berivo. You shouldn't give preference to poor people in the court. Shelo yatem mishpat avur dochko shel ami. Just because he's dressed in rags and because he doesn't have money to pay a lawyer, and so after the trial, so give him tzedakah. But that has nothing to do with the trial. We have to, just like chesed is a important midah, so too emet is a very important midah. And you're not allowed to sacrifice one for the other, or the other for one. Right? Either direction. You have to. And that's part of the beauty of being Jewish, in that we have a lot of midot. And whether it be in the 13 midot of God, or the 10 sefirot of Kabbalah, or Mesilat Yesharim, or Chod Tzadikim, and we just have to keep clarifying what are good midot, what are bad midot, and then little by little, we become better people. But one of the midot is truth. Never give up on truth. And if it does come in conflict with chesed, so you have to ask a question. And that's exactly what Shelot u'Tshuvot are about. V'yesh rachmanut shehi achzarit. And there is rachmanut, which is actual cruelty. Kegon hanoten tzedaka le'ami. Somebody who gives charity to a poor person. V'achar kach machbid al oto ami. Ve'omer natati lecha kach lekach, tzarich ata litroach ba'avuri, ve'lavod oti kechol asher asiti lecha. What's called in American, you owe me one. Right? After I helped you, you have to pay me back A, B, and C, and D, and E, and, you know, the list can just keep going on. Ba'al ze ne'emar v'rachamei rishaim achzari. When a bad person gives tzedakah, even if his tzedakah is not a good tzedakah, if he has some kind of motive, ulterior motive behind it, then sometimes it's better off not doing.
Giving all these people with strings attached, yeah. Rearing give to, if they want a plaque put up in their name, that's called strings attached, that's called... Also,
okay, so that's a very good question. Rav Kook has a famous article on that, where he writes, there's a Gemara Masechet Shabbat that says that if you give a gift to a child, say you give them chocolate, you should smear a little chocolate on their face so that their mother will ask you, where did you get the chocolate? And he will say, oh, Mr. Cohen gave it to me. And then she will say, well, did you remember to say thank you? Or maybe she'll call him up and say thank you. And Rav Kook writes that the Midah of Hakarat HaTov is such an important ideal that even the wealthy people have to overcome their desire to be humble in order to let other people know, hey, Am Yisrael is Balei Tzedakah. So that's the ideal situation. Not that the Balei Tzedakah wants his name up, but that we want his name up so that everyone can have that Hakarat HaTov. Okay. That's what it says in the Zohar in general, something which is very practical. It says, what is the ideal world? The ideal world is to be giving, to be altruistic. Everyone's giving, 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 giving. Now, who's supposed to take, right? Yeah. There have to be takers also to be givers. So the Zohar explains...
You give some things and take some things.
Well, so that's one possibility. The Zohar says that the ideal situation is that even when we take in order to give that good feeling to the giver. In other words, that's the ideal situation. Okay?
The other thing is sometimes when you... Like it's a very hard midah to work on, because when you give somebody something, you do expect them to be like... Thankful or nice. And sometimes when you give something to somebody, they like take advantage and they're like mean. You know, like, and it's really hard to just give and just be like, okay, what they do with it, how they treat you afterwards, is their midah, and I'm gonna give with a pure heart and not have any expectations.
Now,
it's very hard.
Now, just to complicate it even more, which is also part of the answer to your question, a lot of people don't know that if you're not in the custom of saying good morning to somebody. And then, once you lend them money, all of a sudden, what, you're not going to say good morning, you know, at least minimum decency, you gave them a loan. But there, it's a problem of ribit. That most people don't think about it, that if you're not used to giving compliments or saying good morning, and then all of a sudden you do, that could be a form of interest. So just take that into account, that maybe that person who doesn't say good morning, and you're saying to yourself, hey, I just gave him a loan, I just gave him tzedakah, he can't even say good morning. Well, maybe it's because of that. let's give him the benefit of the doubt, yeah. Right? And by the way, there's that does touch on another point that's worth mentioning. There are people who are, they say in English, or have a screw loose. In other words, they don't have menschlichkeit. And they don't, their parents didn't teach them to say thank you, or their parents didn't teach them this, or they didn't teach them that, and you don't know where it comes from, but we've all met people like that, and sometimes you're not going to start educating them at the age of 50, you know, if they're 50 or 60, right? It's, and also you're not in that position. So, a couple of times, sometimes you just have to feel sorry for people like that, and, you know, if you can educate them or tell a mutual friend, you know, hey, you know what? You should tell this person that he'll have a lot more help and loans if he says thank you, or, you know, something like that. That mutual friend is always a good idea. But sometimes you just got to feel sorry for him. And zil, nebuch. You know, thank God our kids had good parents, and we educated them, and we had good parents, and they educated us. And, you know, thank God most of Am Yisrael has good parents and educate them. And those who have a screw loose, it's very clear that they have a screw loose. You know, they're the yotzim min haklal, the exceptions. Gam al habehimot. Where are we? New paragraph. Gam al habehimot sarich lirachem. Again, the Orchot Tzadikim. He just covers the topic of compassion, and we're supposed to have compassion even on animals. Ki asur litzair balei chayim. There, it's an isur deoraita. It's not a class in Hilchot Shabbat, but you know that there are a lot of laws in Hilchot Shabbat that you're allowed to do isurim derabanan, because tzar balei chayim is a mitzvah deoraita. In other words, if you have, it's very common on a kibbutz, out in the nature, I guess, animals give birth, you know, on their own. Yes, you tell me. But I know in the Rufatot, sometimes they have difficulty. I don't know, maybe there's a certain percentage
mammals
have
to normally give birth in groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, does that make it easier or harder or what?
Well, it's supposed to make it easier. Like they need another person, to
help them out.
Like the elephants all form a circle around the mother elephant.
Uh huh. Interesting.
They tend to.
Uh huh. Yeah, but bikitzur, if somebody has a barn, you have to go through these halachot because a lot of things are allowed and certain things are not allowed on Shabbat. Right? Even, it's interesting, anybody remember what's the beginning of that pasuk? Chamor, son acha. Even if you see your enemy's donkey collapsing under a burden, you have to help him, help the donkey. Even if it's your enemy's donkey. Valzem ratoni was a bit sarich lahachil is another example. We spoke about this once in the past. Sarich lahachil bemto, kodom shiochalhu. Right? Very common question. You come home from Sholan Shabbat and you're hungry and you have goldfish. You have to give the goldfish to eat before you yourself eat. And it's not a dinda oraita, but chazal ra'ya from an asmachta, it's almost explicit. V'natati esev besadcha livhemtecha ve'achalta v'savata. First, Hashem gives food to the animals, and then to people. I'll mention that the opposite is true about shtiya, about drinking, where we learn from Rivka right? That she says to Eved Avraham, Shte v'gam ligmalecha eshke. Right? First drink, and then I'll give your camels to drink. And apparently, the difference is that human beings have free will. We can overcome. Right? I'm hungry. My goldfish, they don't have free will. They don't know how to overcome. They don't know that it's Shabbat and I have to make Kiddush, or I have to, you know, being, So give them to eat first. On the other hand, if a human being, when it comes to drinking, if a person is thirsty, you ever have that when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're really thirsty? Right? You have to drink. And it's mamash like even torture to drink. So that's the example Rav Kook writes about on the Pasuk, Tov Hashem Lakol V'Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav. That Hashem is good to everyone. He knows when to be good to animals at the expense of people, when to be good to people at the expense of animals, when to eat, when should we be vegetarians, right? And Bekitzur, it's not easy to run the world, like we said before, and it's not easy to be good to everyone. And but we have to be good to animals as well. Midat Rachmanut hu siman lezera Avram Avinu. And here he's quoting the Gemara, and the Rambam brings this down lehalacha. It's important. You all know the Rambam is a super rationalist, and you would think that character traits is free will. And the Rambam writes a lot about free will. On the other hand, he says that Am Yisrael has basically good character traits. Kedichtiv v'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'hir becha. The Rambam actually even brings down lahalacha that if you see a Jew who doesn't have midat harachamim, don't make a shidduch with his or her children, because there's a good chance that they're not Jewish. Lachen kol adam yargil atzmo lidaber kol dvarav bilshon tachanunim v'rachmanut. Get in the habit of speaking kindly, speaking compassionately, speaking mercifully. Whoever you're speaking to, whatever the heksher is, obviously not evil people, so for, and how much more so not the enemies of Israel, right? Obviously. Gam etit palalo. Also, when you're praying, when you're davening, yaset filato tachanunim. You shouldn't just say the words, but say the words with compassion. And that will awaken Hashem to have compassion. In other words, the more compassion we have around us, the more we will receive it, the more we Hashem will give it to us. Umaot yikabel adam sachar gadol midivrei rachmanut bidabro alev ani dvarim rakim. It's interesting, the Ruach HaTzadikim, sometimes he throws these nuclear bombs without people noticing. This is a pretty big chidush. Very often, when somebody comes to the door, and, you know, he knocks and asks for tzedakah. And it's interesting why people think that people in Kol HaShachar are so benevolent, Baruch Hashem. Everyone comes from all over the country. But there's an interesting, what the Rechot Tzadikim says, that even more important than giving him money, yeah, give him money, give him how much, however you can, but you should empathize with him. Offer him a drink. Offer him to sit down. Even if you can't buy whatever his flowers, at least, you know, say, they're really nice flowers, you know, I'm sorry I can't afford it every week, or but the idea of empathizing a lot of times is more important than the money itself. Umaod yikabel adam sachar gadol midivrei rachmanu bidabro alev ani dvarim rakim. When a person, by the way, a lot of times poor people, there's so many people just, you know, they give them a shekel and throw them out, and they have a low self-esteem. And here all of a sudden, somebody nice invites them in, gives them a drink. Yeah, you know, say your husband's not home, you don't want to invite him in, but, you know, I ask him, can I bring you out a drink or something like that? V'rabim yodim mitzvat ha-diburim. And people know that there are a lot of mitzvot that have to deal with speech. Right, speech is man. Right, is called a midaber. Right, the Kuzari divides the world between there's domem, the inanimate. There's someach, the vegetable. There is chai, animate, and then there is middaber. And human beings are called middabrim because we are social. That is the natural framework, and it's not natural to talk with yourself. The idea of lidaber is that you talk with other people. And halo tireh ki amru rabotenu, our rabbis teach, hanoten pruta le'ani, somebody who gives a pruta. How much is a pruta? Today it's about 10 agorot. That's the minimum. You know, if you give 5 agorot, you're really not doing the mitzvah. But, at least 10 agorot. Today, maybe it's even a half a shekel or a shekel. You know, I'm not an economist. Midbarech b'shesh brachot. If somebody gives money to a poor person, he gets 6 blessings. Va'mefaiso. But a person who doesn't just give him money, but empathizes with him, midbarech be'achanasre brachot. He is given 11 different blessings. Now, what are the 11 blessings? It's talking about, it's referring to a pasuk, and it just gives, regarding tzedakah, it gives 6 blessings, and regarding empathizing, it gives 11 blessings. In other words, Chazal are stressing, don't think that you should just give money. Empathizing or sympathizing is even better. Remember my grandmother, Zichrona Livracha, she used to compliment my father that he has the gift of gab. He could make conversation with anyone. He could find something nice to say to anybody, you know, and that's a good midah. And that's what our Chutz Tzadikim is saying. Lachim b'dibur svatav yilbash tzedaka ledaber elev ani, v'yudvarav benachat le'ani ve'evyon. Speak in a relaxed, compassionate way to everybody, even if he's a lower class, even if he's a pauper. And also comfort him and make him feel good. Ve'ata ben Adam, bottom paragraph. Tirachem al nishmatcha. Once we're on the topic of compassion, here's a new type of compassion that most people would not have thought of. Have compassion on your soul, on your neshama. Hamitkayemet la'adei ad. Your soul is eternal. And a lot of time, we correctly listen to the doctor and follow his orders and take the right medicine at the right amount of time and exercise 3 times a week and whatever the doctor says, you know, you should really do. But the Orchot Tzadikim is saying you should also have compassion on your soul. Because your soul is forever. Lavia, how do you take care of your soul? Lavia el tanug mufla asher lo ra'ata ayin. To bring your soul to unbelievable pleasure that the physical eye cannot even catch, the spiritual pleasure. Velo yaviacha rov tavatcha lechet. And also another way of having mercy on your soul is not overindulging in physical pleasure. V'tiyen nidcha me'or el choshech. And unfortunately, somebody who overdoes it with physical pleasure, he is moving his soul from the light to darkness. And he's not doing himself a favor. And this is very interesting. A lot of times, you know, people think of self-realization and self-actualization and... what's it?
Ha'atzama ishit.
Right, ha'atzama ishit. Right, how do they say that in English? Self?
No, not fulfillment.
Actualization.
No.
It used to be
how to
learn something
else. You gotta get up to date on these translations. I'm glad that all the participants on the internet have the same, vocabulary that I have. Oh, to choose yourself. Histakli al atzmich b'mara, tazkiri la atzmich, kama atshava u'mehamemet.
This is on the women's group.
Right. So,
here, empowerment.
Self-empowerment. So, tadaraba, so our topic is to empower my neshama. In other words, fine. There's nothing wrong with empowering your body, right? But don't forget to empower your soul. Chamol al atzmecha. Have mercy on yourself. V'chus al nafshecha. V'al techaleil hod nishmatcha behevlei atanugim. Don't let your soul get bogged down with the heavy baggage of physical pleasure, which, unfortunately, most people put the stress on that. Amar HaChacham, min ha-nedivut ya'amod adam b'midat ha-rachamim. That a person should be kind. And to be kind for yourself is also to be kind to other people. Again, have that rachamim floating around. U'b'divrei Shlomo mitzaveh al ha-rachamim v'al ha-chanina be'omro hatzel likuchim la-mavet. Save those who are being taken out to death. Umatim laherig, those who are sick. Oh, that just reminded me of somebody told me that their son was sick. Let me afterwards. They should daven for their son. Whenever, I shouldn't have told you that now. But I was, anyway. Umalat, so bikitzur, when a person is down, when a person is having problems, you should have compassion on them. Umalat amida zot tavchim v'taskil asher abore mitnaheg ba'im kol abruim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate on all of his creatures, like we said before. Even in the halacha, sometimes be good to animals at the expense of people, sometimes vice versa. Shene'emar v'rachamav al kol ma'asav. And being that we, our goal is to be godly, we should go out of our way to copy this godly midah. That's a half hour. Do you have want to start the new paragraph?
A minute.
Okay. The Seder. So we are going into a new share, and we are starting the paragraph of Achzariyut. Doesn't sound too well, but we'll see. There's a time to be cruel. Also, there we go.
All the negative things, there's also saying you can do it, or it's not for me. It's not like a negative shock, but what not to do?
And most of it is what not to do.
Yeah,
but there are things, yes, to do. He always has a positive, something positive to say also. Ha'achzariyut, again, cruelty. Can somebody find a nicer way of saying cruelty? I have to give a topic to this on the YU Torah and Yeshivat Beit El. If somebody can come up with an alternative.
What's wrong with that?
Meanness.
What's that?
Meanness.
Meanness. That also sounds mean.
Wait, that's a nice word for cruelty.
But the word achzavi is also a mean word. So why are you looking for a nice word?
Because it looks better. You always should package things. You always have to pay. It's like a Mishloach Manot. You've got to package things properly.
Wicked witch of
cruelty. Yeah.
How about setting boundaries?
Setting boundaries? That's for anything. I don't know. Anyway, we're still open to suggestions. Okay. Ha'achzariyut. Hi hefech harachmanut. It is the opposite of compassion. Kirichtiv achzari hema velo yirachamehu. The Navi Yirmiyahu pits one as the opposite of the other. The, what's it called? Not the synonyms.
Antonyms.
Ve'en hamida hazot nimtzeit b'tzadikim. Oh, that meanness or cruelty is not found by the tzadikim. Echi benefesh, achi benefesh harshaim. But it is found among the evil people. By the way, we're talking on Shabbat. There's a armed personnel carrier in Sahal called the Achzari. Kirichtiv. He's in the Chel Ragli. Oh, we can't go into too many details here. Mm-hmm.
How about not sparing the rod?
Okay, think of that. Okay, you know what? I have a good idea. We'll finish the chapter and then we'll figure out retroactively what would be a good name. By the way, so what is the armed personnel carrier? Why is it called the Achzari? So my son-in-law explained that they fit a lot of soldiers into this tiny thing. You know, it's covered, and it's armed from the bottom and armed from the top, and iron all around. And when you get slammed around into each other, it could be achzari. That's why it's called achzari. But that might just be slang. But everybody calls it the achzari. Gam amida hazot nimtzeit ba'azei panim. You remember we had a chapter on the chutzpedik. And we've already pointed out that our chutzadikim, he doesn't pull punches, right? The Mesilat Yesharim is more packaged nicely. And like these hard terms he doesn't use. We learned together in Orchot Tzadikim, Azut Chutzpah. Kirichtiv, Goy Az Panim, Asher Lo Yisa Panim Lezaken, V'nar Lo Yachon. Right, it's talking the Tochecha, that we will have enemies, non-Jewish nations, who will be so chutzpedik, and they will not have compassion on the old, not on the children. Ukvar Yadata Ra'at Midata Azut. And we had an entire Sha'ar Dalit, right, the fourth chapter, on the topic of chutzpah. What do we call that?
Brazenness,
right. I think that's what we called it, right? You know, one of the ways of taking off the rough edges is, like, usually using word from the United Kingdom. Say ulamad roa ha'achzariyut. Go and learn the evil of being cruel. Kilinyan tashlume ish ra hamored vamamre ne'emar achmeri yevakesh ra umalach achzari yeshulach bo. The evil people, they want to do bad. And the evil angels, malach achzari yeshulach bo, will be sent upon them. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a judge. And sometimes he judges the evil people, like the people in Hamas, who were running for their lives and hiding like mice, are terrorist enemies. I do not feel sorry for them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking out, and will take out, a lot of vengeance on them. Kol achzari ein bo gmilut chasadim. Whoever is cruel, he does not do gmilut chasadim. He doesn't do chesed. Again, this is from Proverbs. There are some people who just, Baruch Hashem, living in a place like Kochav HaShachar, we don't come across people like this. Thank God in Am Yisrael, there aren't that many people like this. But you gotta beware. Ha'achzari rachok ma'od min amidot ha'tovot. Somebody who is cruel, he is very far from the good character traits. Ki lo yurachem al aniyim. He does not have mercy on the poor people. Lo yalveh lehem b'shat dochkam. He won't lend them even when they really need. Ve'lo yiten lehem u'ma. He doesn't, you know, just go get a job. And we spoke about that once, that the Chavetz Chaim says you should not tell a poor person, go get a job, because even if he's young and healthy, part of his problem is that he's got a psychological problem, that he doesn't go to work. And again, his parents messed him up, and he didn't have good chinuch, obviously. But it doesn't really help the situation.
Some people don't go to work because they rely on handouts, because they, you know, philosophically they don't go to work. Yeah, like people who learn Kollel, like they rely on people, they give them handouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, let's put the stress on being overnice rather than meanness, cruelty, however you want to translate it. Uchtiv, Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal. Those who do lend money, they are being kind to the poor. V'ne'amar tov ish choneinu malveh yichalkel dvarav b'mishpat. V'omer ashrei maskil el dal b'yom ra'a yimalteu Hashem. And as we've seen in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we are good, He will be good to us. And that also is, you know, again, sometimes if you feel, you know, you want to just tell somebody, why don't you go get a job, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use those lines on us too. You know, I don't want Him to use those lines on me, you know. hey, why don't you get up? Why don't you? Why are you lazy? Why do you talk lashon hara? You know, there are plenty of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say against me. And so the Orchot Tzaddikim is saying, you know what? Let's keep it positive. You know, you talk positively about others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will talk positively about you. V'chol elehem hifuch ha'achzari. All of this is the opposite of being cruel. We will continue next time.